This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1241. Instagram isn't just vanity, it's connection. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How can you find All Ears English on Instagram, and what should you do when you're over there? Find out today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I'm great. I just started off giggling there. Guys, Lindsay and I are experiencing some delays, a little bit with our internet connections today. So okay, we always do a countdown. Here's a sneak peek inside the podcast process. We do a countdown before we start. And there was such a long distance between the two and the three that I just started laughing. I'm just explaining why I was giggling.
Right, there was enough time to laugh in between the two and the three, so it was a long time.
So Lindsay, besides that, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've been doing a lot of Instagramming lately. I mean, on our page, I've been going around California trying to figure out what this place is all about and do I want to live here or not. You have lots of sunshine. I can say that much. That's for sure. So
that is very positive. Yeah. What is one more positive thing about being in LA?
Oh my God. I do have to say, two things. So the people just greet you with smiles and positive energy. I love that. I love that. That is different from Boston. And another cool thing, I don't know if I shared this before. I went to an outdoor movie, in Hollywood last weekend, and doing an outdoor movie is so different in LA than it is in, Boston, because people would be screaming and cheering when they saw remote executive producers' names getting announced on the movie.
Oh, funny. Right?
Of course. And that's because they probably studied under them, or they're their mentors or something.
Yeah.
And only in LA would that happen, that you'd get all kinds of cheers, not for just the mate like Meg Ryan. No, but for the remote, random, assistant
that
producer
is so
to the
funny.
Yeah,
that's
that
so
was
cool.
Interesting.
Because my mom lives near LA as well, mm-hmm. as you know, mm-hmm. Lindsay.
I know.
And she says that as well. It is funny the extent to which Hollywood, the industry, the movie making industry, permeates everything. If you watch the local news or whatever, it's not just your normal, this is the crime or whatever, but there's celebrity gossip or movie premieres. This is part of the local news cycle.
It's fascinating. It's really cool. And even when I went to, movies in New York, outdoor movies, or just experienced New York City, it wasn't the same. I think New York is more the Broadway act acting space. But another example is, you know, we saw When Harry Met Sally, and it was so funny because you could, I mean, first of all, the place was absolutely packed, and fancy. Like they had DoorDash getting delivered, like all kinds of things.
Oh, wow.
But people like when the famous scene of her in the restaurant comes up, they actually applauded before the scene. You could tell that they were really excited about this scene. It's such a famous moment in the movie. Yeah. And they applauded the scene, and you could just tell they were looking at it on a meta level, like looking at how well done it was.
That's so cool.
On a movie level, not just as being entertained, you know? It was fascinating.
Yeah. That is so cool. Oh my gosh, that is interesting.
It was cool.
Guys, you know, if you find culture interesting, that's such a silly sentence because I know you guys find culture interesting. Yeah. Lindsay and Michelle and I, we all live in extremely different cities, but all very cool cities. Mm-hmm. And we share personal details from our lives and our cities on Instagram every single day.
Yeah, and I can't believe it took us so long to find Instagram. We eventually found it. You know, we're a little behind on the technology, but we've caught up. We've caught up, Jessica. It's okay.
Yeah, no, we've caught up big time. You know, guys, we're just like you guys, we are learning every day as well. And we like one of us is posting every single day. We share it amongst the three of us, guys. So you're going to see stuff from all of our cities, but then as well, like our lives. So just last week, for example, for Throwback Thursday, I posted a picture of myself and my friends, a graduation picture. And I had so many great comments on that picture from All Ears English fans. Because I asked you guys, like, this was me in 1998. What were you guys doing in 1998? And I absolutely loved reading all these comments. Some people were graduating from high school like me. Some people weren't even born yet. Some people like already having kids. Like, this just shows you how enormous and diverse our community is. And I love it.
That is so cool. I mean, this is engaging on another level, guys. This is great. And the response from you guys are over there, right? In a huge way, more so than other social media channels. So I bet our listeners are wondering, how can they really, really dig into Instagram over there with us and how to use this channel, this connection channel, as a way to bring their new language skills out into the world? Because ultimately, that's what it's about, right, Jessica?
Yeah, totally, guys. I mean, we didn't start using Instagram so we could just post pictures of ourselves. I mean, right? It's not about us. It's about you guys. So we have some really specific ideas, guys, for how you can use our Instagram page for your English journey. So guys, definitely write these tips down today. If you're not following us on Instagram, follow us right now. Pause the podcast. Go find us on your phone, on Instagram, All Ears English.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
And here's the first thing you could do, guys. Every single time we post, we ask you guys a question, right? Mm-hmm. We ask you guys very specific questions. And so we need you to post your answers, but in detail. Think about it. Like, how much are you going to learn if you just post yes or 1998 or whatever? No, guys, like, we want you to post long, descriptive, detailed answers to our questions, because like we read those, and also when we have time, we like responding as well.
Yeah, for sure. And this is also great, guys, if you are, maybe you're a listener of IELTS Energy, right? Our other podcast, and you need to get used to going into great detail and descriptive language for your speaking or writing answers. This is the place to practice it. Okay.
Exactly. Love it. Yeah. I always have that in the back of my mind. Like, I think Yeah. Almost all of the questions I ask you guys and the tasks I give you guys on Instagram, I think a lot of them are straight over from IELTS, you know, like speaking part two, describe blah, blah, blah. So definitely, guys, yeah, this is great practice.
Yeah. And one other thing you guys can do, so this is our second tip here today, is that, you know, a lot of your other listeners, your fellow listeners are commenting. So don't just make it a conversation between us and you. Make it a conversation between you and them, right? Respond. Yeah. And I've seen this happen a little bit, but honestly, I'd like to see it happen more, right? Because totally. This community is about you guys. It's not so much about us.
Exactly. That's why we're doing this. Exactly. And that's true. I would love to see this a lot more, you guys. So, I mean, a couple times I've seen some really interesting conversations between listeners, like in the comment section. But oh my gosh, like this is such a huge opportunity to one, practice English. Obviously, that's why we're here, but also to connect. That's what we're talking about here. Connecting not just with us, but with other people who are just as positive, just as motivated as you. So after you leave your own comment answering our question, we want you guys to go in, read the other comments, choose one of those people and respond, right?
Yes.
Tell them what you think of their answer. Ask them another question. That's the best way to start a conversation.
Yeah, I love that idea. I really want to see more of that in the next couple of years. That is so cool. That's so cool. So those are two really good things you guys can do. Now, Jessica, what is our next suggestion for our listeners?
Okay, this is awesome. So we want you guys to take this another step further and create your own original content. So for example, guys, as I said, like we all post stuff from our own cities, right? That's where we're taking pictures. Last week, I posted a picture from a super cool antique shop here in Portland. Portland, we love our secondhand stuff. We love our used items. So this is like a very sort of city-based thing for me to post. And I taught you the word antiquing as a verb, as an activity. So you could look at our city-based post and think about, okay, what is in my city that I could post like this? And try to create your own post in English about something related. So like, do you have secondhand stuff in your city, right? Go to that place, take a picture, post on your own Instagram or any social media, and then mirror what we do, right? Like describe it in English and then ask a question. Try to engage more people in English.
Yeah. And make sure you tag us in there. Tag us in that post, hashtag all ears English. And by doing this in English on your own feed, you're going to engage your friends and encourage them to start speaking English and start practicing together so that it doesn't feel like this thing that's just that native speakers do. No, no, we all do it. We all use English to communicate.
Exactly. Oh, I love it so much. And then guys, we have saved the most important for last, bringing it into the real world. Cause like, come on, this is the ultimate goal, right? Technology, media, Instagram. This is the midpoint, the middleman, if you will, between you and connecting in the real world. So we learn and we practice all of this stuff online with each other on social media at a distance. But Lindsay, how can our listeners bring this Instagram English into the real world?
Well, that's just it, guys. You know, you learn a new word, right? For example, today I asked you guys on Instagram, what kind of vanity plate? I took a picture of a vanity plate in Venice Beach. It's not a real vanity plate, right? It's a fake. It's just a toy. But a vanity plate. I asked you guys what your vanity plate would be if you had one. Right. So now we know the word vanity plate and you can use that word out in the world, right? Go and ask someone else in real life. Hey, if you had a vanity plate, what would it say? You know, that would be so fun.
I would imagine also that that option doesn't exist in every country. Like I would imagine the DMVs in some countries are just like, you can't choose your own like number. No, like you have to use this. And so this would be like a funny thing you could share about American culture. If you're talking to a client, if you're making small talk with somebody, right, in English, you could be like, you know what I learned today? This is hilarious. Guess what? In the United States, they have vanity plates, and then you could talk about that.
I love that. I mean, for example, it's true though. I have been getting those responses. Someone in France said it is illegal. And I love what Ricardo GE68 said. He said, that would be illegal in Italy, but if I could steal one from a page from Snoopy, the great philosopher, mine would say, don't follow me. I'm lost too. See, look at this. We can have so much fun over here. So there are really fun ways to answer that question. And this should ultimately become more of a person-to-person conversation, right? Not through technology. So that's the point. It's a conversation starter. So take it out into the real world.
Exactly. Oh, I love it so much. I know that from this day forward, our Instagram is already amazing. And guys, I know that from today on, it is going to blow up. Definitely, guys, don't miss this opportunity to meet other people, learn culture and vocab, and then take it into the real world.
Exactly. And it's your chance to kind of show your cultural knowledge. Just another quick example, Jessica, I don't know if you saw this on our Instagram channel, but this was fantastic. When we had a little story about Poppy going west right back in July, someone, do you know the expression go west, young man? Do you know that expression? It's from, you don't know it. It's from literature. I'm looking it up now. It's a phrase. Wikipedia says that it's a phrase from the American author Horace Greeley concerning the Western expansion, but our listener knew that phrase, and he wrote a caption that says, go west, young penguin. It was fantastic. I thought that just showed such an intimate understanding of American cultural literature, like our literature and our culture. And so, guys, you can do these things. We are seeing this level of contribution from our listeners. This is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I love the fact that it's like, We're not there just saying like, we are teaching you guys everything. Like, we're just the starters. Like, we're just the catalyst, and you guys can teach each other. Like, you guys can take this ball and just like run with it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to see you guys over there. So if you're not there yet, go right now to your Instagram app on your phone, type in All Ears English. You'll see the yellow, and go ahead and join us. We'll see you guys over there. Yeah. This has been a great topic for today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.